of the present moment I breathe in. Enjoy this wonderful moment I breathe out. Breathe in present moment. Breathe out wonderful moment. Breathe in, I calm my mind. Breathe out, I relax my body. In, calming the mind. Out, relaxing the body. Breathe in, I realize that I have a great opportunity to live with this day meaningful. Breathe out, I smile to this wonderful day. In, wonderful day. Out, smiling. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Today is March 15, 2008. We are having our mindfulness day. Did you enjoy your day so far? How was your lunch? Good. Is any one of you here enjoy the quiet environment of the temple sometimes? There are some people who are really afraid of the quiet environment. Many people in the society, they are afraid of that kind of environment. They feel lost. They feel very empty. Usually people want to live in a very crowded environment. They always want people to talk. They need someone to talk. It doesn't matter what happened. And if they have no one to talk, and they will turn on TV in order to keep the noise in the house. Even though sometimes they really want to be quiet, but that cannot stay long in them. Just in a very short time, and then they need to come back to their regular habit. And there are many people, they are afraid the temple's environment because it's so quiet. But with us, we are the practitioner. We know how to go back to live with our inner practice, and we really much enjoy. I remember when I was in high school, and at that time, I ordained by myself in the temple, only me, and I have to live with another Dharma brother, and he is 90 years old, and I am only 16, and we both stay in the same room. Even though, we have lot of fun together. In a very normal view, we are unable to communicate because one is very young and one is very old. It's hard to understand and hard to communicate. But because of the practice, we are able to talk to each other. Talk to each other doesn't mean we keep chat every day. But sometimes we need to be quiet, and we do practice on that. And sometimes my friends who follow me back to the temple, when they enter the temple, they say, no, I cannot stay in this kind of environment. Maybe, they stay for 5 or 10 minutes, they have to go home. They said, I cannot stand for this kind of living. No television, no radio, and at that time the temple is only me and very new facility, so we have nothing. But we do very much enjoy that time of the practice. There are many young people. They have an intent to looking for another half of them. You know what is that? They feel that in their life they need another person who willing to stay, to live together with them. And they feel at that moment they can find their complete body. They can find their another half. But guess what? What about if we have that other half? We still have we have happiness always, or sometimes we still want to walk away. And sometimes we will say that if I know this will be happen, then I won't make this silly decision. But sometimes life is too late to say that. So people are thinking that when they can find another half, they will be happy. But life is not like that, because we never satisfy what we want. When we have something, we want something else. When we meet that person, we think he or she is the right person we choose. But actually, that is only a temporary word that we said. But when we face with the reality, and then we want to find something else. There was a Vietnamese poet. He wrote a letter, a poem. And that, I remember in that 4 sentences, he said that the spring comes, makes me feel uncomfortable. The beautiful scenes makes me feel isolated. When I heard the singing of the birds, I feel lonely. Because you have left me. And he said that, usually we love spring. Spring is a beautiful season. But with this loneliness person, he feels that spring make him feel sad. And when the beautiful flowers start to bloom, he still feel nothing. And when he heard the birds singing together, he still feel and very lonely. And all of that makes him, why is that? Because that his other half left him. And when a person who feel full of suffer, full of sadness in them, full of emotional, and they unable to recognize any beautiful things around them. For instance, right in this moment, we really enjoy the time. But for many people, they don't, because they cannot stay and, you know, walk slowly and so quiet. Even when you eat, you cannot talk and stuff like that. But with us, we do enjoy it. Sometimes we don't want to be a lonely soul. In Vietnamese, we call go home. Home means a soul. Go means lonely. If we cannot have someone understand us and we are unable to communicate with anyone, we stay with a lot of people, but it seems that we are still like a lonely soul. No place to take refuge. No one to talk. That is a very normal feeling of many, many people in the world, in the society. And even a monk. And if we are not practiced well, we don't recognize our path, our beautiful path, we also feel that way. We also feel lonely too. And you have to remember that every one of us, we are alone. But we have to practice in such a way that we don't feel lonely. We are alone. Even though we stay with someone, but there's sometimes we need to be alone. And sometimes when we are fighting, especially, we say, leave me alone. That means sometimes we have an intent to be alone in that time. At that moment, we want to calm our mind out. We want to recognize ourselves. We really need a place where we can be quiet. There was a monk in Vasali. One day he stayed in the forest. Because as the Buddha's time, the monks used to live in the forest. And this monk dwelling near Vasali in the forest thicket. And on one occasion, an all-night festival, they are playing a lot of music instruments, make a lot of noise. For example, he's in the temple, but maybe a block down there, people open the festival all night. And when he heard all the music, and he started to lamenting, and this is what he said, I live in the wilderness, all alone, like a log cast away in the forest. On a night like this, who could there be more miserable than me? And he said, I live in the forest like this. During the night, I heard the music. And I feel that I'm like a log cast away in the forest. And who could there be more miserable than me? And when he lamenting like this, and there was a devata inhabiting in the forest thicket. And this devata feeling sympathy for this monk, desiring his benefit and desiring to bring him his sense. The devata want to approach him. The devata want to address him. So this is the devata said, as you live in the wilderness all alone, like a log cast away in the forest, many are those who envy you as hell beings do those headed for heaven. And devata said, many people who envy like you, like the beings in the hell, they're always thinking about heaven. And you have that opportunity, you have that such pleasure, why you complain? Why you still complain? You know, feeling alone, feeling lonely is a very normal feeling for human. But that's not it. When we recognize that we are lonely, what do we have to do? That is the point we are practicing Buddhism. When you recognize something, that's not enough. You have to do something. Like the kids when they say, "Sorry, Mom." That's not enough. And you have to make another thing after that. Usually in Vietnam, when our mom or our dad, we're in trouble with them, and our tradition is we have to come, put our hands together and bow our head down and say, "Sorry, we have to apologize." And we have to say that, "Mom, I recognize what I have done wrong. May you forgive me, and I vow from now on I won't do it again." We are sure they will continue to do the same mistake. Okay? But that is the whole sutra that they need to recite every time they're in trouble. To complete. Sometimes if they forget to say, "Mom, I'm sorry," and then mom will say, "What else?" Mom need to hear that word. "Next time I won't do it." In our heart we know we will do it, they will do it again. But that is a complete opening speech. They must complete. If they forgot, they will remind them. What else? And even I live in the West for more than 20 years. But that kind of habit in me still. So when the novice came to me and said, "Thai, may we do a confess because we have done something wrong?" And then I will say, "What else?" And now they all understand when I say "what else," and they will say, "Oh, from now on we won't do it." That is the confession. In Buddhism, confession ceremony means you willing to devote, to speak out your mistakes. But you need to make a decision. You need to cultivate your intent, your desire to transform your mistake, to move forward. This afternoon, I talked to one of the young boy. He came to me, and I know that in him, right now, his family have a big problem. I say, "My dear, even though you do not share with me anything, but as a teacher of you, I can recognize what's wrong with you by the way you walk, by the way you eat, by the way you smile. I can recognize in you, you have a full of sadness. But it's okay. If you're not ready to tell Thai, I don't force you. But to tell you the truth, I can understand, I can recognize what's wrong. And the reason why I ask you, because I want to open a path to let you know that you are welcome to come to Thai and share your emotional anytime. But if you are not ready, it's okay. But I want to remind you that if you are a good practitioner, you can find your quiet time and sit in front of the Buddha and to share that with the Buddha. Because when you can share, when you can say it out, you will feel better. And then you remember that you are one of the spiritual leader for your family, for your mom, your dad, your brother, and your sister." And I told him that our practice is when we reflect back what we have done wrong. That doesn't mean to make us feel sad or guilty. Reflect the past in order to move ahead. That is the practice. When you reflect back what's wrong with your family situation or with yourself, within yourself, And that is not enough. The practice is you recognize the past and you move ahead. We always focused and heading to the front. But sometimes we also need to reflect the past, to look at the back. But look at the back is not a bad way to do, but in order to help us to recognize where we have to do, what we have to do. And this is the Divata. Divata means a spiritual person, a spiritual friend, a good friend, an angel. In our life, we have a lot of Divatas surround. I don't know whether you agree with me or not, but you have to have one. Sometimes we are touched to the very bottom of suffering. And suddenly someone come in, they just say a few words, open our mind. They open our mind. They open another path for us. We are like a person who are walking in the forest and a lot of bushes. We don't see any footprint. We don't see any way out. But there was a person who is stronger than us, who willing to go before us and open the way for us to go through. They will put away all the bushes and hold our hand and walk with us. So don't ever think Divatas, only people from heaven. But Divata are our good friends, good supporters who are surround us. And those people can be our mom, can be our dad, can be our brother, sister, wife, and husband, and children. And this is the Divata's address to this monk. As you live in the wilderness all alone, like the log cast away in the forest, many are those who envy you, as hell beings do, those headed for heaven. Look at us. Sometimes we feel that our life is nothing. We don't like our life. But do you know that many people who really envy your life, when we reflect, we have a whole complete body. We have a job, and even though we're sick, but we are not really sick like people are who are totally in the hospital, unable to walk, unable to talk. We all have problems in our body, but compare our sickness to the other patients, we're still much better. Look up. We cannot compare to anyone. Look down, we have a lot of extras. Right? Sometimes we feel that, oh, I have nothing. But no, you have something. But because you never satisfy, that's why you feel you have nothing. But actually you have extra. We have extra of conditions of happiness. People in Vietnam, they wish to come to the West and live in this kind of world. We live here, we want to go back to Vietnam and live. People, we are here, we say, oh, people in Vietnam are so lucky. They have all kind of, you know, country, their national, their cultural food and everything. And the people in Vietnam, they look at us and they say, oh, we admire your life. Why is that? Because we don't recognize anything we have. So that is the reason why we feel lonely all the time. But if we have the direction to go, we have the path, we have the intent, we never feel lonely, even though we are alone. But we never lonely because we have lots of things to do for the sake of beings, for the sake of others. Like Shakyamuni, he was the prince who lived in full of good conditions, but he refused. Himself, he walked to the forest and practiced meditation, and one day he enlightened and became a full teacher. He lived in the forest by himself, but he never feel lonely. Why? Because he know that his alone practice one day can bring lot of benefits to others. Sometimes, as a mother, as a father, you do everything in your household by yourself. And you will say, I'm very lonely. I have no one to help. But if you cultivate the compassionate in you and you will see that, no, I don't do for myself. I do for my whole family. Look at me. When I eat, when I live, I do not live only for myself. I live for who? Because if I have a healthy body, I live for many of you. And I know that keeping my good health or good shape is to live for the Friday Sangha, for the Vietnamese community. And many people, they wrote letters to Thai, and that's always they express that. They say, Thai, we know that you are not well, but because of us, please keep your health well. That is the encouragement. That is, they can see every single person here. We do not live only for ourselves. We live for the others too. As a mother, when you divorce, or when you separate, or when you broken the relationship with your loved one. But that is not the end of the world. You have someone else for you to take care. Who are those? Your children, your mother, your father, many other people. Do not sink yourself in the bottom of the suffering just because of one person. That is not worth. When we eat, we need all kind of spices, right? In order to make a good dish. Then when we live for many. Many go to one. One will go to many. That is the interbeing of the Buddha's teaching. Many, myself, I live for many of you. And many of you come here because of you want to support Thai. And that is very truth. There is nothing for us to refuse this reality. Lot of young men who came to me and lamenting about their life. Thai, I broke up with my girlfriend, I broke up with my boyfriend, if I don't have this person, I will be die. Every day, many people like that. And I told them, what about me? You're lucky. You still have someone to for you to love, even in a short period of time. But, you know, that is very normal in life. But that is not the end of the world. You still have energy. You have health. You have your capacity. Do other things, more meaningful. Do not just sunk yourself in those kind of romance relationship. Of course, we need one. But please, we need to practice the practicing of non-attachment and no expectation. But we're willing to accept. we have no one, that's okay. No attachment. More freedom to do many things meaningful for others. And if one day you have someone, it's okay. Bring the goodness to that person. But that person is not the only one you caring for. But you need to care for many others. You know that there are many families in the community. They have problems with their son-in-law or daughter-in-law. You know why? Because they feel that when that person comes, the love of their son or the love of their daughter have been divided. In the past, fully for the mother or fully for the father. And now he has a girlfriend and his love will divide it. And that is one of the problems too. And sometimes in the temple, we need to talk a lot with the parents in that kind of situation. Sometimes we are conflict with ourselves. We want our son to meet someone. We want our daughter to have a place where they can, you know, rely their whole life. But on the other hand, we don't want to share the love. And that is the reason why for the whole life long, we suffer. We always want to bring more love from someone else for us because we're afraid of the feeling of loneliness. As a monk, we are alone, but we never feel lonely. But if yet we do feel lonely, that kind of feeling cannot stay with us long. Because we are human. We're not a saint. So that kind of feeling have the right to come. And you have the right to have that kind of feeling. And that if that feeling comes, and the word transformation is possible, is worth. Anything comes to us. We need to recognize and transform. And that is what we do all day long. Why we need meditation? Why we need to learn the Buddha's teaching? We need to learn all techniques. But when we come to the most final conclusion is, all of that techniques help you to find out a way of transformation. You learn like this afternoon, this lunchtime, maybe you like tofu with lilies, with vegetables, and you like rice noodles, stir-fried rice. You like all of the dishes, and you want to learn. You learn all of the techniques, but only one word, do it. Working on that dish, or cook it. And then you can experience. It depends on our own problem and to find the technique, to find a way out. But for the conclusion, we need to digest what we learned. We need to practice what we learned. Otherwise, we only the basket or the bookshelf carry a lot of books, but nothing. We have to become the tongue to taste the soup. Don't be the spoon, only can able to scoop the soup, but no taste. The spoon able to scoop the soup, but the spoon unable to taste the soup. But the tongue able to taste the soup. The Buddha taught us there are three ways for us to learn. Learning, reflecting, and practice. When you learn something, you must reflect on what you learned. And if it's possible for your practice, then go ahead and do it. When once you put your hand down to do it, you can see the beneficial. You can see the goodness. You can see the result. If not, you only like a teller at the bank. You count a lot of money every day, but you're unable to use even a penny. Do not become a bank teller. Just count like $1 million a day. So when we come to a practice center, we come to the Buddha's teaching, we don't come for intellectual, build up our knowledge. But we need to come with the practice. So this monk, he come to the Buddha by what? Only to build up his knowledge. But he unable to transform anything inside of him. That's why when he heard the music from a block away, he feel, I'm very lonely. I feel like I am a log cast in the forest. Like if I'm not a good practitioner, I would say, oh my God, my mom and my dad throw me in the temple. And I feel like I'm a piece of log cast in the forest. Lot of people, if they are not practice well, they will feel that way. And that's why if you don't see any happiness in this monk's life, in this monastic's life, you will have an intent to go out. Same thing with your daily living. If you don't find any happiness in your living situation, and you will have an intent with somewhere else. But guess what? Everywhere there are people who, you know, good and bad and many, many things. Everywhere there are some dust. Only when we use the insight, we can reflect the dust. For instance, we always have dust in the air, but how come we cannot see it? Unless we have the sun shine directly to that spot and we sit outside, we can see lots of dust floating in the air. So the insight, the wisdom, able to help us to see that. So when we reflect about our loneliness, and we will recognize that, yes, I see you. But please, I have the way to go. Like as a monk, sometimes I work for a whole night, but I know that I don't feel any suffer. I'm happy because I have more time to read, to research, and I know that if I do this well, I can bring a good talk, a good sharing for my friends, for my many people. Why I suffer? So therefore, loneliness is only a feeling. And remember, feelings never stay permanent, right? Feelings is only a feeling. And it's impermanent. It can be changed all the time. Just because when you have many people, oh, I'm happy. You know, the loneliness in you is temporary, gone. But when you by yourself, you feel lonely. So that means if it's permanent, doesn't matter where you are, you still feel the same. So that is the reason why we need to see things clearly. It is only a feeling. And feeling is not real. Just temporary. Sometimes I share with the teenager, if you have more time, you can register to volunteer at the nursing home, at the hospital, at many other places. So spend your time to help many people. Live your life meaningfully. you don't have to sunk yourself in that kind of negative feelings. And then when even the last minute of your life, you still have nothing in hand. You see all the Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas, that's how they devote their life. When we suffer, we will come to the Buddha with all our sincerely sharing. But when we're happy, never remember anyone. One day, there was a young girl who called me very late at night. "Thai, I'm very scary. I'm unable to sleep." And I told her, "Recite the Buddha's name. You can turn on my chanting." And she said, "Where? I don't have one." I said, "No, no, no. I gave you a lot. So find one." And she, 25 minutes later, she can find one of my chanting seats. The next day she comes to me and she says, "Ask her to react on what happened to you yesterday." You see, when you're happy, you never think about Thai. But when you fall in the trap of loneliness, you call me even very late at night. When I give you the CD, I know that many days ago you have this kind of feeling, and that at that moment, my CD becomes something very valuable for you. But when you're done, you have friends, my CD go to another corner. So I don't blame her in that way, but I want to show her how our humans living used to be, how we are. When we're happy, sometimes we never think of our parents. But when we, you know, something happened in our life, and one, the people that we want to come back is our parents. We want to come back and we want to share, we want the embracing from our parents. Buddhas, Bodhisattva, always the same. When we suffer, we come to them very sincerely. But when we're happy, usually we don't pay attention to the practice. So when we are angry, we need to speak out. Because when we're able to speak out, our anger, that is a pleasure for us. You know why? Because many people, they just hold inside. They're unable to share to anyone. Because they don't have the fortunate to find the one who is able to sit and listen to them. I have a young girl who knew me just by the CDs in Vietnam. And lately she just emailed me quite often. And every time when she emailed me, you can read for half an hour to 45 minutes to finish her letter. And what is her letter about? Just all about her miserable life. She said, "Thai, even though I don't know you, I never met you, but I just heard some of your CDs. And I feel that I want to share with you, and thanks for your listening. I know you have a lot of time, you are very busy." Every opening the letter, she have that. At the end of the letter, she have that. But she always share, like, she said, "If you're too tired to read my letter, you close it, and then tomorrow you can continue." But you know that to find a person for you, able for you to share, is a pleasure. So there, when we reflect back, we can see, even though we feel that we are a person who have a lot of unluck happen in our life, but no, if you see, look back, you can see that you still have a lot of opportunity, you still have a lot of fortunate. For example, if you're so tired from a place where you need to face and deal, this is your home. You can come anytime in order to relax, right? Beside that, people, they don't have a place to go. Not because there is no place, but they cannot find one. They don't have the pleasure to have a place, to find a place where they can come. So if you are unable to share with Thai directly, you can write letter. You can write email. Now the technology is very high, and we can share with someone in many ways. There was a young boy, whenever he unable to sleep at night, when he feel very sadness, he used to message me. He sent into the Yahoo Messenger. And he know because he live far, his nighttime is our daytime. So our daytime is his nighttime. So when he unable to sleep, he messaged me. So I'm happy, even though you know you spend a lot of time for those kind of things. But I feel that at least I can do something for others. And at least I can feel that at the moment people suffer, they think about me. So that make me feel what? My life is not useless. It's meaningful. And I know all of us, our life is always meaningful. But because we don't feel that way, we focus to the negative more than the positive. And that will make us unhappy. And based on the Buddha's teaching, our mindfulness practice do not allow us to focus and, you know, pay attention or sunk in the negative anymore. It help us to see the positive side. When you feel that your health is unwell, but still you're able to walk, to talk, to eat, is better than many patients who lie down on bed for many years, no food, nothing. So look at our life. It's not totally miserable, but we still have lot of what? Fortunates. And I know many of you here, you have gone through lot of difficulties, days. But now, from now on, I wish that you can live up your day, live up your life, and focus to many positive things. Live more meaningful for the sake of others. If you have a husband or you have a wife or you have a boyfriend, yes, you can bring beneficial, but what? Only one person. Shakyamuni, he was a prince. He able to bring full happiness for his wife. But how come he refused? Because he know that his practice can bring more for people. He realized that his practice able to bring more beneficial for others. Why he don't do that? I don't mean go home and refuse your loved one. Okay? But you can cultivate more. When in you full of compassionate, you're able to bring happiness not only for one person, but for many others. I want to bring you, I want to share with you my experience, my practice, that cultivate more loving kindness in you, and you can embrace many others. You will not have an intent for one person only. If you can find one, good, but that's not good enough. It's good, but not enough. Do more. So in Buddha's teaching, loving kindness, compassion is one of the important elements for us to do anything in life. Anything we do without compassionate, we are unable to do completely. we will stop halfway. Are we easy to feel distaste? We easy to take a step back. We don't do with our compassionate, with our loving kindness. So the word love in English itself is not enough. It cannot contain equanimity love. But we need to add another word in loving kindness. Even though it cannot embrace the whole word metta in Buddhist term, it cannot contain the whole Pali word, but at least it can express a little bit of this meaning. We always have love in us. But we have the habit, love for one person. And if we lost that person, we're lonely. Why don't we open our heart? Love more than one person, so we never feel lonely. Even though you are alone, like Thai, always alone. But I know that right now, many people on the world, they have thought about me at least once, or twice a year, but I don't feel lonely. You step into my working room and you see that I have a whole drawer of souvenirs. Lot of small Buddha, big Buddha, lot of gifts. Small, just very small. And I put them all in one drawer. And I know that everywhere people go, for vacation, they have thought about me. That's why they bring me a little gift. And that little gift represents for what? Represents for their full of love, full of thinking. So even you are, I am alone in my room, but I never lonely. We have to practice that. We have to see that. This monk, if he's able to see that, he never complained, right? I feel like I am a piece of log cast in the forest. In our life, we have lot of devatas like this, lot of angels who appear in our life, miracle. Sometimes in life, there is something awake us. Maybe a suddenly happen, but that can become something to awaken us. You don't have to become a monk or a nun. Just be who you are. But now you're able to cultivate the practice in you, then you can see that your life is very meaningful. It's like the sound of the bell. Every time when we sound the bell, bring a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, a lot of peace to many people. Any question? No? So, you promise with me, we hold hands together in the practice and we never feel lonely anymore. But if yet, 5 minutes. No longer than 5 minutes. In Vietnamese, we used to say that, oh, I feel very sad, but 5 minutes. Buồn 5 phút. No more than 5 minutes. Lonely feeling is all right. Because we are human. But more than that, we have the practice. And thanks to the practice, it helps us to transform many miserable things in life. It helps us to transform many difficulty moments in life. And you know that, can you imagine if Thai does not have the practice, I may go crazy because every day I have to deal with tons of things, right? Not only with Vietnamese community, with Western friends, with families, with teenager, and many, many things. And because of all of that, it makes me feel that 24 hours a day, very helpful. And every day pass by at night, I used to join my hands and thanks for the day because I have used the day meaningful and I have followed the Buddha's teaching. People can contact me. People can contact us not only by telephone anymore, not only by letters, but by emails, by many, many other ways. We are very powerful now, right? We have lots of bodies. Remember, the Buddha had three bodies. And one of the bodies that you're able to embody in many kind of bodies. Sometimes you can embody as a young girl to talk with the young fellow. Sometimes you have to embody like a mother to talk with a daughter. Sometimes you embody as a wife talk with the husband. So you are never limited in one body, but we are very powerful. We can embody in many, many bodies in order to help. And that is the reason why when you read in the one of the sutra talk about Avalokita, and she had 32 bodies. Wherever need to become a young boy in order to help, Avalokita will be a young boy to help. That is not something unable to think and unable to reach. We can do that. When we need to talk with our son like their friend, we're willing to talk like that. When you need to talk with an old person, we're able to talk with an old person. So we are not limited in one particular body. Because of what? Because of the practice. It makes us very powerful. And that is the reason why, you see, there was a portrait of the Bodhisattva with 1,000 hands, 1,000 eyes. 1,000 eyes stand for 1,000 understanding. 1,000 situations, and 1,000 hands stand for 1,000 of caring. Each of you are sitting here. You have different situations, different problems. And if Thay is cultivate enough compassion and understanding, Thay able to help each of you differently. So I only have 2 hands, but if I need to be 1,000 hands, 1,000 eyes, we're able to do that. So we are the Avalokiteshvara with 1,000 hands, with 1,000 eyes. You see, each medicine Buddha, one light. The light stands for insight, stands for understanding, stands for wisdom. Medicine able to heal different kind of sickness. Different medicine, different sickness. If you are able to understand different wrong with each patient. So every single thing we are doing as a ritual, like a ceremony, but in that ritual ceremony is contained a practice. Every year when you bow to the medicine Buddha, it means you are cultivating to be a medicine doctor, to be a doctor. Each of you is a doctor for yourself, for your family, for your friends, for people around you. And you light up the light in you, that means you light up the understanding in you. And if you can understand different raw problems with each patient, you're able to give them the right pill. So we are able to have 1,000 hands, 1,000 eyes every day. So I wish that we are alone, but never lonely. Because we have the direction to go. We are stepping on the right path. All we need to do now is make our path more paved more smooth and more bright each day. Even though sometimes we have rocks, we have holes, but those small things unable to block our way, unable to obstacle our way, we're able to remove because we have cultivated enough energy in us. We have power in us, the power of overwhelm for many things. Enjoy your day. Can we sing a song? And when I rise, let me rise. Do you remember the song? Like a bird. Is that right? Like a bird. What else? That is a very meaning song. There was a man who came to me 2 days ago, and he complained about his age. I don't like my age. I'm a snake. A lot of miserable things happened to my life. He feel that way. And I say, why you say that? And I remember there was one teaching say, if you are a dragon, fly up on the sky and heaven like a dragon. If you are a snake crawling on the earth like the snake, that is the flexible practice. If you have a high condition of living, then live with that high condition. But one day if you fall down, walk, crawl. Because the dragon and the snake stand for the flexible. If you're able to fly like a dragon, fly like a dragon. If you go down like a snake, if you are the snake, you cannot fly. Then why you don't crawl peacefully like a snake? So people, you remember the Buddha taught us? People think miracle is to walk on fire, to walk on water. But in Buddhism, miracle is to walk peacefully on earth. We are human. Why we expect to fly? We are human. We only can walk on earth. Why don't you walk peacefully on earth? I used to give an example with the kids. The fish in the small swell with a big one, if he stay in the small pail and he look at the big one, he wish that he can go there. Why he need that? Why he need to wish that way? The only food for the fish are water. So if you stay there, you have enough water to survive you, what else you want? You see what I mean by that? If you are a vegetarian, then you know you're unable to think about meat. All year long, just tofu, gluten, and vegetables. Happy with that. If you're human, you're only able to walk. That's the only thing you do. Then use your power of walking peacefully on earth. Don't just sit there and wish one day you can fly. And when I fall, when I rise, let me rise like a bird peacefully. And when I fall, let me fall. Okay. Let me sing that song. And when I rise, let me rise like a bird peacefully. And when I fall, let me fall like a leaf gracefully. Is that the right words? Okay, let us do one more time. And when I rise, let me rise like a bird peacefully. And when I fall, let me fall like a leaf gracefully.